business.
Okay, we have an amendment.
At the mic. At the mic. Okay.
All right, two issues that I would like to bring up in the new business. One of them has to do, I have handouts up front here.
No.
One of them has to do with the unisex restroom idea. Wherein, and locker rooms idea, wherein supposedly male would enter a female bathroom and vice versa. It just depends upon what the person professes that his gender is on a particular day. I think there are dangerous things that can arise from that.
Okay, let me repeat that motion for the tape then. So 7A would be unisex bathrooms and locker rooms on campus.
What's the content of the motion?
It's not a motion, it's a presentation.
Presentation under new business. Item B, Ron?
Item B has to do with the fact that there was a change in the final exam schedule and the date of graduation, the date of commencement. Previously, final exams went over a period of 6 days, as was usual, and commencement was 6 days after the last final exam.
Are there any objections to these presentations? That's new business.
A change was made recently as of February 1st.
So if any objections, it's probably okay.
Matthew Casanova, the registrar, which he sent out to all members of the college community. And he said that...
Okay, let me repeat the item. The item then is the QC calendar for spring 2017 final exams. Anyone opposed to the two items to be added under new business?
Also, another part to it. The fact that, let me just...
We can do this during the presentation.
So
no, Ron, we can do this during the presentation. Now we just want to amend the agenda. Any objections?
None.
Motion carries. Item number two, approval of the Academic Senate meeting minutes of December 8th, 2016. All in favor? Opposed? None. Abstentions? None. Motion carries. Okay, announcements, reports, memorials. Come to the mic.
Hello, I'm Captain Fett from the Peter Stance. I just wanted to announce the departmental show of 12 Night by William Shakespeare, starting on February 23rd. It's one of the very talented student actors and faculty designers in it. It goes for 2 weeks, 4 days each week. So starting on the 23rd, on Thursdays and Fridays it's at 7, at Saturdays it's at 8, and Sundays it's at 3, $10 a PCIG, and if you're a student, the first Friday is $5 Friday. So I encourage you to come, and I've been to the rehearsals, it's going to be quite a show.
Any more announcements? Okay, I have one more. Starting Sunday, 12:01 a.m., I know you'll all be up then, is the beginning of nominations at Queens College. So students will have a nominating site, and that's for all Senate positions and Faculty Student Disciplinary Committee. For faculty, it's also the Faculty Student Disciplinary Committee and a few of our seats. Since the faculty seats are on 2-year terms, not everything is up, but it will be open from the 19th of February, 12:01 a.m., as I said, until 11:59 p.m. on March 4th. So anyone who wants to nominate themselves, it's all self-nomination. Go to that website. It'll be open by Sunday, and it'll be open for 2 weeks. No further announcements. There are no special motions. Let's go to committee reports. Undergraduate Curriculum Committee.
Thank you.
like to move the minutes of December 8th, 2014, and direct the curriculum meeting. I'm not speaking out of this session. I have a contribution with respect to the School of Environment, of Earth and Environmental Sciences on page 1, item 1A, with respect to the change of the PS in environmental sciences. They say under the to read part for math, they say math 152 or 142. I think that should be 143. Math 142 constitutes, taking math 142 constitutes taking 2/3 of the courses leading up to and including 152. So I believe it should be 143, because if one takes math 143, which is in our slow track calculus sequence, one would have taken as much as if one had taken math 152 in our fast track calculus sequence. I'm suggesting that the 142 should be corrected to be math 143.
Alan, dear.
Alan, I'm in the School of Earth and Environmental Sciences. This is your colleague, and I'm I don't know the answer on. We want our students to have at least 2 semesters of math so that they record enough that they have any other courses. I don't know if this is a misprint, and there should be 143, or whether the 141 or 142 is deemed by the department to be sufficient. And so I would suggest tabling this.
Divide and return that one to the committee.
Okay, then a motion to divide this out and return it to committee, and we'll vote on the other items.
First, if there's any objections to dividing and returning.
Okay. Any objections to dividing and returning to committee that particular part?
Seeing none, it's out.
Okay, seeing none, then we'll send that part to the committee. Then the motion is for the rest of the UCC minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion then carries with the exception of the SES part.
And say it was unanimous.
Okay, and it was unanimous consent. Let's go next to the Graduate Curriculum Committee. Any objections to unanimous consent? Okay, seeing none, motion carries, unanimous consent. Item C, Honors and Awards Committee. Okay, John.
John Roman, political science chair of the Honors and Awards Committee. I just wanted to amend the language to get rid of the only certified letter. So it should be work done at the Queen's College, not work done at only at the Queen's College.
Okay, we'll consider that then an editorial change. Is everyone in agreement with that? No? Okay.
My apologies for missing the executive committee on this one. Do we have a residency requirement? It's 45. It's 45.
Any further discussion? It's not unanimous consent.
Move unanimous consent. Any objection?
Any objections to unanimous consent? None. Motion carries. Nominating committee report.
Sarah Wolf of Canada, Mary Fish, the Charities Committee, who received unanimous consent for these nominees.
Any objections to unanimous consent? Okay, seeing none.
I don't believe so.
Okay, no objection.
Okay, no objections. Motion carries. There's no old business. Next item, new business. 7A.
You should probably get a mic on. Want me to give him this mic?
Yeah.
Is this visible?
No.
No. All right. I will read then. All right, give me the mic. Two different ones. I don't think so. But I will. Talk about it. Recently, I received an email letter from President Matos pertaining to the unisex restroom and locker room idea. And I have a lot of issues with it. At the bottom of my transparency, hang around.
Okay, sure.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it. At the bottom of my transparency, I describe an incident that took place near campus on Reeves Avenue where a student was recently mugged. A female was mugged and she was robbed. She was molested. People who rob usually are interested in acquiring money for drugs, and they're a dangerous threat to people on this campus. And I think that by having this unisex restroom and locker room policy, we will only exacerbate that situation. Because now males interested in satisfying some unfortunate desires, either to steal or to molest, will feel free to enter women's bathrooms. How can they be prevented from doing so? They can just, if they are stopped, they can just claim, well, I feel like a woman today, and I should be able to use this bathroom. and you can't stop me under this new ruling. Another aspect is this mention about the locker rooms and the statement near the bottom, while there are no single occupancy locker rooms on campus, efforts are underway to provide these accommodations in the future. I use the locker rooms a lot. I work out, I swim, I exercise. I know the locker rooms. I know the male locker rooms. The faculty staff locker room has 3 showers, all out in the open, no separation. The student athlete, the team's male team locker room has 8 shower heads, all out in the open, no separation. And the general purpose locker room for students taking physical education courses and the like has 48 shower heads, all out in the open. So the idea of someday providing single occupancy for shower stalls is totally preposterous. It would take millions and millions of dollars. So while efforts, quote, are underway to provide these accommodations in the future, I don't see how that could be possible within 10 years and a lot of money, all right? I think that's a preposterous idea. Anyway, though, I think, though, this whole business about unisex bathrooms and locker rooms should be discussed. And again, my main worry is that males with bad intentions may feel free to go into women's bathrooms and or locker rooms. Anyway, so I thought I would just bring that topic to all of you, and I hope that all of you consider what the meaning of this is, and that this is a radical change from what we've had over the last 60 or 70 years of the existence of this college. I don't remember any incidents where males entered female locker rooms or bathrooms, and I never saw a woman coming into a bathroom or the male locker room, not that it would bother me. So I just thought I would bring this up. I think it's a very important issue that we should all consider. Discussion. Possibly a motion will follow.
Hi, I'm Glenda Grace. I'm general counsel here, and I just want to explain that the signs were put up because the law requires that the signs be put up. The law in New York City requires that all individuals have the right to use single-sex facilities consistent with their gender identity or expression. So this change was made based upon advice that was given from the general counsel's office in CUNY to make sure that we were following the law.
Thank you so much. Nice to have a legal judgment on this, but again, I think there are a lot of problems that may ensue because of this ruling. Okay, if there's no other discussion about that, I would like to talk about the other item, which is the okay, this is recent email from Matthew Casanova, the registrar, saying that previously final exams were to last 6 days, ending on Friday, May 26th. And that's typical. Final exams, as far back as I can remember, have lasted for a 6-day period. And commencement day followed by approximately 5 or 6 days. That's been the case in the past, as far back as I can remember. In this new email, in this email from Matthew Casanova, this recent email, he announced that 2 changes have been made. 1, final exam period will now be 5 days instead of 6, with Friday, May 26th, no longer being the last day of final exams. And then graduation or commencement, which had been scheduled for the following Thursday on June 2nd, will now be taking place on Friday, May 26th, which is 1 day after the new last day of finals. The new last day of finals is Thursday, May 25th. I think this change in both the length of time for final exams and in pushing commencement to be 1 day after the last day of final exams, which is absurd when you think about it. What about students who are expecting to graduate and who have their last final exam on Thursday or Wednesday, 2 days or 1 day before commencement day? What are they to do? How will they know that they've passed their final exam? Surely their instructor will not have been able to grade the final exam in that one, in less than a day between the last day of final exams, Thursday, May 25th, and commencement day, the new commencement day, which is on Friday, May 26th. I think this change in the length of the period for final exams from 6 days to 5 days, together with pushing commencement day from 6 days after the last final exam on June 2nd to May 26th, the new last 1 day after the last final exams. I think it's an outrageous thing. I think it should be discussed by the college community, and that is why I brought it up here.
I'm Betsy Hendry, the provost. I would note, first of all, that announcements about this change were sent out last fall, along with the reasons. And the reason for the change is, in fact, because of the timing of two religious holidays. First of all, for Jewish students, the holiday of Shavuot falls this year from the evening of... But basically, it covers exactly the period that would be the baccalaureate ceremony through commencement. So observant Jewish students would not be able to attend any of those. Secondly, the Ramadan starts on the evening of, I believe it's May 26th. For that reason, we looked to find a way to change commencement, and it did involve some changes to final exams, in order to make sure that those students were able to participate in baccalaureate and commencement ceremonies. We have not reduced the exams from 6 days to 5. We have instead taken the reading day, and final exams will be held on that day instead. So the length of finals is exactly the same. It is true that the commencement ceremony is the day after the last exam. However, the deadline for submission of grades is a week past the last final, which is to say there are always students who don't necessarily have their grades turned in yet, and although we have the ceremony, the commencement is not certified until after that. And so it really isn't any change to the situation. So this was in order to accommodate a number of students to be able to participate in these ceremonies, and we have maintained the length of exams because we wouldn't have wanted to try and compress them further. Thank you.
I don't recall seeing the thing about the reading day being changed into a final exam day in my recent letter from Matthew Casanova. Perhaps I missed it. I doubt it. At any rate, but the bigger issue is this. The issue of making changes like this in order to accommodate a small percentage of students on this secular campus. This is a secular campus. We are not a religious school. I don't believe in principle that we should have any days off for religious holidays. Because once you open the door for this, for a minor Jewish holiday or a holiday in the Muslim religion, you have to consider all the other ethnic groups represented in heavy numbers at this college, like the Buddhists, like the Hindus, like the Sikhs. We should, in fairness, have days off for their holidays, their major holidays also. And if we do that, then we can plan on having a semester which meets not 14 times for every day of the week, as is currently the case. Right now I have classes on 2 days, and so I have 28 meetings, 14 times two. But in the future, if we accommodate all these religions and their religious holidays, well, we can cut down the semester to maybe 20 meetings from 28 meetings for a class that meets twice a semester. The whole idea is preposterous. When I went to school out of town at Northwestern University, they didn't have time off for, am I being silenced here? Okay. They didn't have time off for Jewish holidays. When I went to school at University of California at Davis, they didn't have time off for Jewish holidays. I did quite well anyway. I'm not a religious person, but at any rate, there were religious people, and for them, they just had to seek accommodations for their own particular case. And that's what should be the way we go now. Because once we open the door to giving days off to religious holidays, and I include Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur here, which I don't think should be holidays either. Excuse me? Christmas. All right, Christmas and Easter are national holidays. No, they are. They are national holidays. They're holidays at all schools throughout the country. They may be Christian holidays, but they're also national holidays, as Thanksgiving is also a national holiday. So one has to make exceptions. But again, Dean, if we are to open the door for certain religious holidays, we have to go all the way on it. So Hindus, Buddhists, Sikhs, I welcome them if there are any of them here. Speak to the administration about what your key holidays are too, and we'll have days off on those days too. We won't have final exams, we won't have classes, and that's the way we should go. I mean, let's go all the way on this.
All in favor? Opposed? None? We're adjourned. All right.